thank our choir for leading us into those selections and preparing our minds and our hearts for the Word of God. We thank them. Can we give the choir a hand clap of praise? Praise God. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Just a quick announcement. I certainly didn't get an opportunity to say this. We want to make you aware that it was stated on last Sunday that our association revival starts this week. In fact, it starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at New Light Buelow Baptist Church. And we just ask goodwill. It goes from Monday through Wednesday. But we're going to opt out on Wednesday night that we're going to continue with the momentum of our Bible study. So if you all can make way, if Monday and Tuesday, your schedule permits, please be in attendance at New Light. We certainly appreciate your commitment to the association as we start the beginning of our revival season. We also are delighted, and unfortunately he couldn't be here, and that is Brother Gunner, who is campaigning for the mayor of Eastover. He was with us a couple of weeks ago, but I want to let you know that there will be a gathering on April the 2nd from 2 to 6 at the corner of Main Street and Anderson Street in Eastover, and they will provide some refreshments. So you can certainly go and meet Brother Gather, who came with Gunter, who came and visited with us a while ago. Amen. We certainly, as I look out in the audience, and I don't want to get into name calling, but just the two glad to see Reverend Benjamin back in service and the passing and the homegoing of his father a couple of weeks ago. Amen. Amen. And I look down and I'm glad to see Jamal back. I know he wants to get over there and play, but we thank you for your attendance, Jerome. We miss you. Amen. 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 And Sister Robeson and the family, we thank you all. We pray that you made it back safely. But we are still trusting God for a miracle. Amen. Amen. That things will work in the favor of your family. Amen. 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 If you're happy in the northern, your face are the short. Amen. We certainly say happy Resurrection Day. Amen. That God is able. Amen. Again, for those of you who have your Bibles, we're going to go ahead on and commit ourselves to, amen, the Word of God. Matthew chapter 28. And we'll read in our scripture, amen. And I'll start from verse 1 through 6, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Matthew 28, amen. You just put your hand there for a moment and maybe go to the Lord in prayer. God, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have richly blessed us with. We ask, O Lord, for your grace and your mercy that you will lead us into your holy word, that it would be a light into our pathway, and that it will speak to us with all clarity, and that we'll see how good you are to us and how good you have been to us for giving us your only begotten Son. We thank you, Lord, for allowing him to come into the sin-smitten world all because of our sins, to die on the cross, but more so we thank you, Lord, for resurrecting him on this Sunday morning. We ask, O Lord, that whatever is dead in our lives, that you will resurrect and give us hope that we can trust you, knowing that you're coming back for a church without a spot or stain. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and for his name's sake we pray, Lord. Amen, amen. Q and Tatiana, so good to see you all as well over there. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, and it reads as follows. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Verse 6 says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. We'll go back to verse 6 in the 8th clause. It says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. We'd like to use as a subject this morning. He rose to to give us salvation. He rose to give us salvation. Now I need your prayers. My brothers and my sisters, if there ever was a day that gives us hope, it is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. In fact, it is on this day, which is why the church gathers week by week on Sunday, the lowest day for worship, rather than on Saturday, but it is the Sabbath day. We celebrate and commemorate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if the truth be told, every Sunday is a celebration of the empty tomb. Every Sunday really is a celebration that Jesus rose and that Jesus is alive and well. It is because of the empty tomb that gives us hope, and that if we believe in our heart that he is the Son of God, if we believe that on this day he was raised from the dead, and if we confess with our mouth, then we shall be saved through salvation from Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm glad the tomb is empty. I'm glad the angel came and rolled the stone away. And I'm glad Jesus got up with all power in his hand. You see, it was on this day, next to the greatest birth that took place, on this day, the greatest miracle took place throughout the world. Luke captures this act of a miracle in Luke 9:22, which is where Jesus tells us how the miracle would take place. He says in verse 22, he says, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be slain." But then again he says, "And be raised the third day." And so because of what Jesus went through for us, we have hope in the here now, and we have hope in the hereafter. Because of what Jesus did, we all have the hope of forgiveness. We have the hope of peace, the hope of assurance, and the hope of heaven before us, which is centered in the person of Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead and is sitting at the right hand of God. And so not only is Jesus' resurrection the greatest miracle that gives us all, that give mankind all hope, but as we worship God on this Easter Resurrection Sunday, the first thing we must know and understand is resurrection gives us another chance. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me just say it again. Resurrection gives us another chance. Now, don't go quiet on me. Goodwill, one thing for certain that we all share in common, and that is sin. It matters not who you are or where you come from. All of us have been broken by sin. Paul tells us in Romans 3:23, says, "For all have sinned and have shown come short of the glory of God." And for those folks who think that they have not sinned, come on, somebody, you just let them know that they're fooling themselves. Because 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." My brothers and sisters, sin breaks and aches the heart of man from God. Sin snatches and scratches us from the presence of God. Paul tells us in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death. But thanks be unto God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which gives us another chance." And this another chance comes by Paul in Romans 10:9. He says that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I wish I had some confessors in here. Come on, somebody. Can you help me confess? He is the Son of God. Oh, come on, somebody. He is the Son of God. And he died for me. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all powers in his hand. See, I'm just trying to point you from Calvary to the cross, come on somebody, to salvation. And so in order for mankind to be delivered from sin and death, Jesus had to suffer and he had to take on the sin and die.
but he had to be resurrected. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1:21 and 24, it says, Christ also suffered for us, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who in his own self, verse 24 says, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. It was the sin of mankind that broke us away from God. And we see this, my brothers and my sisters, in the beginning, as it was in the beginning, because of snake talk. Because of snake talk did Father Adam and Mother Eve sin against God, by listening to the snake. And there did they sin. Sin caused divinity to separate itself from humanity. And because of sin, we were broken from salvation. We mingled in sin. We waddled in sin, and we dabbled in sin, and awful was our case because of sin, and destruction was because before us because of sin, and hell was in our direction because of sin. 1 Peter 21 says, for ye were as sheep going astray. But I don't know about you, but I thank God for the promise. I thank him for the deliverance, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Because Jesus said he came not into this world to destroy the world, but he came into the world to fulfill the law. Goodwill, Jesus did for us like none other could do. He died for the sins of mankind. Oh, come on, somebody. He died for your mama's sins. He died for your daddy's sins. He died for your brother's sins. And let me get it straight. He died for your sins and my sins. But I thank God that he died for my sins. Which is why Jesus says in Matthew 20, 18 and 19, he says, the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. 19 says, and they shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And on the third day, he shall rise again. He died, but he got up. Come on, somebody. He took a whipping, but he got up. He took a sword in his side, but he got up. He took some crown of thorns on his head, but he got up. I thank God that he died, but he got up. I don't know about you, but it pains my heart to sin. Yet I thank God that Jesus took on my sins at the cross, took on my sins at the grave. And so because of this day, we have another chance to make it in the kingdom of God. Oh, come on, somebody. I thank God for resurrection. Hallelujah for resurrection. Salvation, glory, honor, and power unto the Lord in the highest. I thank God for resurrection. And so not only does resurrection gives us another chance, I'm almost finished here. Secondly, resurrection gives us the hope of salvation. I wish I had some help in here. It gives us the hope of the hope to salvation. Verse 6 of our text says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Here in our text, the angel confirms Jesus' resurrection. It was the angel who made the announcement of what Jesus ultimately did for us by saying to the women in verse 6, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Jesus paid the price to deliver us from the clutches of sin. He paid the wages that Satan had on us, locked up to. Jesus Christ paid the bond that got us out on bail, that freed us from the curse of the law and liberates us. Know ye not that you were not purchased with silver and gold, but you were purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. You were purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. No wonder the songwriter says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. You ought to thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, because he died to redeem me from salvation, I'm not so easily convinced by the devil, and you shouldn't be so easily convinced by the devil that you're worthless and God is not on your side. Because God proved how much we are worth. When Jesus died on the cross for our sin, therefore we became precious in the eyes of God. Whether somebody like you or don't like you, whether they approve of you or don't approve of you, you are still somebody in the eyes of the Lord. Because when God got ready to prove how much we were worth to him, Jesus was crucified and said with his arms stretched wide, he said, this is how much I love you. This is my worth to you. Jesus died on the cross. Goodwill, you are more than that you give yourself credit for. Your name may not be written in the newspaper. Your face may not be on the front cover of a book. But in the eyes of God, you have the hope of salvation on your side. You have the hope. That's why Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians, he said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and on the helmet of the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. I wish I had some help in here. You're worthy that he died, but you're going to live together with him. For God so loved us that he had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to give him some glory. Wounded for our transgression, you ought to give him glory for that. Bruised for our iniquity, he ought to get glory from that. The chastisement of the peace is upon him, and he ought to get glory from that. But with his stripes we are healed and redeemed to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. He went down to give us another chance. He got up to give us the hope of salvation. And thirdly, he's waiting to meet with us again. To the unsaved, he's ready to meet you again. To the unchurched, he's ready to meet you again. Verse 7 says, and go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. Come on, somebody. And there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. The angel said he wants to see you, not at the grave, but in Galilee. Here in our text, Jesus still sees the need to meet with you, to meet with his disciples, because he wanted them to know that he was true to his word, that he got up the third day, and that the best way to show and prove it was to them that he had to wait for them and to meet with them. He had to remove the doubt and fear from their hearts. Goodwill, if you're ever going to convince people that Jesus is alive and is waiting to meet with them, then we too got to stand up and say like the angel, he's not dead, but he's alive and well. He's alive and well. Is there anybody in here who doesn't mind telling folks that there's a balm in Gilead that can heal the wounded soul? Before you let this day come to an end, go and tell somebody that there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners may plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stains. Go and tell the confused that there's peace in Jesus. Go and tell the sad that there's gladness in Jesus. And go and tell the sorrowful that he's waiting to meet you, that there's joy in serving the true and living God. Go and tell somebody that the Lord has done some good things for you. Go in Galilee and tell them that if he brought you back from darkness, tell somebody what God did for you. If he healed your body, tell somebody what he did for you. If he comforted you in bereavement, tell somebody what he did for you in Galilee. If he's been good to you, tell somebody in Galilee how good he's been to you. If he woke you up this morning, you ought to tell somebody God woke you up, blessed you. Tell somebody how he blessed you, protected you. Tell somebody how he protected you. He is. If he turned your darkness into light, tell somebody. If he gave you unspeakable joy, tell somebody. That's how good God is. He rolled the stone away to give you hope for salvation. He rolled the stone away so you can leave your problems in the grave. I'm glad God got the angel to roll the stone away. I'm glad God sent the Holy Spirit to lift Jesus up. And he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. Didn't he lift you up this morning? Give him some praise. Didn't he make a way for you today? Give him some praise. Didn't he? Oh, come on, somebody. Does he keep blessing you over and over? Give him some praise. I'm glad he got up. I'm glad he got up with all powers in his hands. And because he got up, I got right to the tree of life of salvation. Thank God for salvation through Jesus Christ. He rose for us to get salvation. And the only way we were going to get it, he had to get up with all powers in his hand. Shook off death. Come on, somebody. Put sin and my sin and your sin beneath his feet and walked out of the graveyard. Because of us, he got up. Thank God. Oh, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He rose. Jesus is alive and well. Tell him he's alive and well. He rose to give you, and me salvation. Come on, somebody. Death couldn't hold him. He got up. I wish I had a shout message for you. But if you believe, the stone is gone. Come on, somebody. The stone is gone. It's gone out of his way. And your problems are now in the grave. That's enough to shout about already. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Oh, can we give him some praises? Happy Easter. Happy resurrection. Resurrection gives you another chance. Aren't you glad for that another chance? Oh, come on, somebody. I'm glad for another chance. And I'd use my another chance and another chance up a long time ago. But another chance is another chance. As long as I keep King Jesus in my heart, I got another chance. Come on, choir. You thought I was worth